Unit 6. Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 2 and 3.
So we're at that time of year when students are planning their summer holidays. Many young people are looking for something a bit different. With me is Jane Anderson from Teen Zone. She's going to tell us about the benefits of some alternative summer programmes.
Hi, Mick. Yes, it's good to do something that challenges you and pushes you to your limits. New experiences can help you find out more about yourself and others. They also help you learn new skills.
Are they suitable for everyone? Even people who aren't into group activities or who aren't very independent?
Absolutely. Everyone can benefit from these programmes because they all involve teamwork. And they're designed to develop personal skills like decision-making and responsibility.
Right, let's take some questions.
Hello, I'm Andy. I'd like to know more about the tour ship adventures. It sounds incredible, but I don't know much about sailing. That's something which I'm worried about.
That's not a problem. Even complete beginners can go on this course. There are adults on board whose job is to teach you all about sailing.
And other than sailing, what else would we be doing?
Good question. Well, you would get involved in many different activities, such as cleaning the toilets, helping prepare food in the kitchen and washing up. So people that apply must be hardworking. But you'll have a lot of fun too, don't worry.
OK, thanks.
Now let's take a question from our next caller.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm interested in the Wildlife Volunteer Project. Do you need to have a lot of confidence? I'm a bit shy.
Well, you'll be with people who have similar interests, so I think you'll soon make friends and become more confident. There are also evening activities, which are designed for you to relax and socialise with the other volunteers, like film evenings and night hikes.
Oh, great. And do you know where the programmes take place? I'm an animal lover and I want to do something to help the environment, but I don't want to travel too far.
Well, there are programmes all over the world, from protecting dolphins in Costa Rica to counting butterflies in the Himalayas. But there are also options closer to home in Andorra, Italy and Britain for people who want to stay in Europe.
That sounds brilliant. Thanks.
Thanks for the advice, Jane. It's time for a quick break. Don't go away. There'll be more from us after this.